You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, it is 8:22 on this Wednesday morning as we get nearer and nearer to Memorial Day. And we were just talking with Lieutenant Pat East from the Port Huron Police Department about not just safety during the weekend, but why we have Memorial Day in the first place. And you'll be reminded of that as you make your way through different communities in St. Clair County and you see those banners hanging up. Joining us right now, one of the originators of the banner project here in St. Clair County, Ed Weisler. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well. The idea from this was borrowed from another community that you visited, right?
Actually, there's hundreds of communities around the country that do a project like this, but ours, yours, is the only one in the United States that is countywide.
So every community in the county has banners displaying those people from that community who died in the line of duty.
Correct.
Yeah. How many banners do we have hanging up around St. Clair County at this point?
Oh, gosh. I would say it's well over 400.
It's amazing. That really, over how many years? When did you start? About 10 years ago?
The genesis for the concept for the project took place on June 2nd, 2017. Mm-hmm. And we just, you know, turned away from the wall and pointed like this. Of course, viewers can't see that, and said, okay, 2021 is going to be the first year we will print whatever we've scanned, and hopefully we would have raised that much money to support that. So 2021 was the first year, so we've been doing it for 6 years.
There are still more souls out there that haven't been recognized. It's like peeling the layers of an onion, isn't it?
We recently scanned number 543, I believe it is. So we have probably 120 yet to locate.
Yeah.
But the families have either moved on, which is typical in today's culture, society, or they've died off.
Mm-hmm.
And we have printed 54 images for 2026 since last year. And that's been because of the generosity of Terry and Rita Ernst, who have said, if you can get us a newspaper clipping, we will, in essence, restore it. We will bring life back to it. And it's blown up. But not everyone was in the newspapers. So
yeah.
There is someone in our community who walks among us, even though he's retired, that still does photo restoration, and we've just never had a year like this.
Yeah.
54 images since Memorial Day of last year.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
We are blessed.
What, Ed, is needed moving forward to keep this project alive? What are you hoping to keep this momentum going, to keep the banners coming, and just to make sure that every Memorial Day these banners go up and these people are remembered?
I'm just one member of a 5-member board of directors. We have a DBA in that name. We own the copyright. We own the banners. And our hope is that we can build an endowment which will fund the project well into the future. In a perfect world, let's say we get all of the images of the known casualties, known losses. But there's always going to be a young man or young woman who's going to make the ultimate sacrifice in the name of freedom into the future, and we need to have a mechanism in place. So our bylaws hopefully will be structured before the middle of this year, and the contributions are still put to use that come in. So everything goes to the community foundation. So we have no idea who contributes or how much. They handle all that. So, and we have another project that's an offshoot of this, which is we want to do a book,
mm-hmm.
because some of the stories that are given to us freely, candidly, are just gut-wrenching, and we need to compile those in some format that will outlive us all. And
That's the other thing, and we've talked about this in the past, Ed, and it's been a while since we've talked about this, but for each of those banners, there's a story, and you've heard so many of these stories over the last few years.
I'm too old for this, man.
Is there one that comes to mind, one that you want to share, one story?
I've recently scanned a photograph of Seaman First Class Edward Cetera from Columbus. He was at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked. He was in Guadalcanal when it was during that battle. He was in the Solomon Islands. He was in when that battle was going on. I'm trying to think of the name of the other island in that same vicinity. And in 1943, he gets a furlough to come home for a relative's wedding, and on the way home from the wedding, he was a fuel tanker truck had crossed the center line and killed him and, you know, critically injured two other people in the car, and he was sober. Thank you for blindsiding me with that question, but I'm saying it is recent in my mind. This is the kind of stuff that needs to be preserved for the public's consumption. So we want to do a coffee table sized book.
Absolutely.
That dovetails the project. There's not much market for something like that outside of St. Clair County, but it's just like Dave Blair's book on the Vietnam losses.
Right.
Nobody else has done that for such a localized community.
Yeah.
And here we are. We have these stories coming to us. Because really our job is to scan the photograph, hand it back to a perfect stranger, you go your separate ways, you never see him again, mm-hmm. and you produce the banner. But it has evolved.
Well, thanks to all those people who have been involved in this project over the last decade. It's amazing. The banners are up. You can view them. What do you hope people think of when they look up at those banners?
Oh, man, I've got a bunch of answers for that. Mm. You have to understand, we did like an 18-month to 2-year think tank, the two or three of us initially, of what problems are going to pop up and so on and so forth. And we didn't want it to represent those of us who were in the trenches doing this. So when you look at a banner, regardless of the community, there's no product logo. There's no corporate sponsorship. There's no name on that banner other than the name of the fallen. So what we wanted people to think is if you were just driving through a small town and you see the banner, the only message you can derive from that is, oh, my God, this community did this for that family, and that's what we got. Our thanks go to Don and Gail Nicholson, who are outside of St. Clair County, but they wanted to be part of this, so they gifted us the copyright to the template that Gail designed, and it was one of four, and when we looked at that, we just fell in love with it. So but anyway, that's just one answer to your question.
Well, that's a great answer, and we'll stick with that one. If somebody wants to get involved in this project, whether financially or through, blood, sweat, and tears, whatever they might want to be able to contribute, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there's two avenues. Number one, if they want to contribute to it, they can make the check out to the Community Foundation of St. Clair County, 500 Water Street, Port Huron, and make it payable to Banner Fund. Or to the Community Foundation, or if they have research capabilities, they can go to our website, which is BlueWaterAreaFallenHeroes.org, and when you scroll down slowly, as the mouse goes over the name, one of three things will happen. First of all, if this banner is uploaded, you'll see the banner. If it says preview, that means the banner has yet to be uploaded, although it's been produced. And then the third option is need a photo. So there is a way of disseminating, well, I can do some research. Whose face are you looking for? Whose family? So there's the two ways. It's Blue Water Area, fallenheroes.org.
Perfect. Ed, thanks so much for coming in. Thanks for what you and all these volunteers have done over the last several years.
And there's a bunch. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ed Weitzler with us on WPHL. Let's check weather real quick.